Random House Audio presents Ted Kennedy, The Dream That Never Died, by Edward Klein. This is Arthur Morey. For all those whose cares have been our concern, the work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die. Edward M. Kennedy. Author's note. Metamorphosis. Let others delight in the good old days. I am delighted to be alive right now. This age is suited to my way of life. Ovid. On a fine summer's day in 1970, Ted Kennedy skippered his sailboat from Hyannisport over to Monhegan Island, an unspoiled rocky outcropping 10 miles off the coast of Maine, where I customarily spent the month of August with my children. He'd come to visit our mutual friend, the artist Jamie Wyeth, who'd painted a portrait of Ted's brother Jack not long after the president's assassination. Jamie always worked from live subjects, and while making his preliminary sketches of JFK, he'd asked Ted to sit in, as it were, for the dead president. As the portrait took shape, Ted had assumed the identity of his martyred brother, and in that guise, he and Jamie had become fast friends. Ted and Joan Kennedy were staying with Jamie and his wife, Phyllis, who owned the most beautiful home on the island. It had once belonged to the famous illustrator Rockwell Kent, and it overlooked a boulder-strewn beach called Lobster Cove, where a picturesque old shipwreck lay rusting on its side. Automobiles weren't permitted on Monhegan Island.